This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Money Beliefs versus Money Realities, our show each week with Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is a managing partner with OWRS. That's OWRSfirm.com is the website. And Kyle always offers a free consultation for our listeners. So if you'd like one of those, give him a call at 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott.
Man, looks like it's going to be a warm week here for us.
No, it's nice. That's good. I'm over that rain. And
man, I'm telling you.
That's not why I moved here.
In the Seattle area or whatever.
I'm native.
Yes. Absolutely.
Not why I crossed the mountains.
Oh, I tell you, we were talking a little bit about the royal wedding of the weekend. I forgot the number. 2 billion, 3 billion, whatever. A bunch of people watched that, got up really early and watched that.
Yeah, I was not one.
Yeah, me either. Me either, man. You talk about the money, man.
Holy cow. Yeah.
It was fit for that.
Yeah, they dropped some coin on that. Yeah. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, I was apologizing to my wife the entire time.
Yeah, you kind of feel bad. $500 for flowers.
I could have done more.
Yes. Well, again, Kyle is with us each week, and we talk about our financial plan or lack thereof or need for it. And we're going to talk about something today that may affect a lot of you. That's 401k. And Kyle, I tell you, I was kind of shocked when I read some of this article you sent with me today about how long Americans are staying with their companies today. Because, boy, we were growing up, you know, maybe our parents' stuff worked somewhere 30, 40 years, whatever.
Right.
Not so much today.
No. I remember, my parents, boy, when they got a job, they stayed there, you know, and same thing with my grandparents. You know, they never changed. Worked for the same company, had a pension, retired, and life is good. So, yeah, now we look at this, and the average professional is staying with a company for 4.4 years. And, you know, so getting into, you know, today's topic, talking about 401ks and how they work and how, you know, how you can take advantage of them. We're going to spend some time on that today. But, you know, as those 401ks, you know, when you go to work for an employer, most of them nowadays, when you go to work for a new company, they will automatically sign you up or enroll you into that 401k and pick some generic investments for you. You know, and I see a lot of people where, you know, they may hop online and maybe adjust those investments a little bit in the 401k. But a lot of times it comes down to, you know, just guessing which investments they think are best. And there's a lot of confusion around those. So I think today we'll be able to clear that up some with this topic. But, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, they'll hop online, they'll pick some investments, and they'll set that 401k and forget it. You know, and just kind of let it ride. And you know, what I've seen over the years is that, you know, when it comes to picking investments, usually about the only thing someone does is they look at, you know, they get a sheet that lists out all the investments. They have the rates of return on there, and they look at it and they say, okay, well, what's this one done? They're chasing the hot dot. Right. They're chasing, you know, that hot rate of return. You know, this one has looked good for the last 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, so I'm going to pick that one. And that's about as much thought that goes into that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There's very little guidance or no guidance at all most of the time from most of the companies that come in and set up the 401k. And that is a service that we provide to companies. You know, if a company does have a 401k, we'll just provide a value-added benefit where we'll come in and, you know, work with the employees to, you know, create a financial plan, not changing anything in the 401k, but just help you to have, you know, give those employees guidance in that 401k as to which investments to pick and so forth so that they can take better advantage of it. Because,
sure.
You know, over time, the little things add up in terms of, you know, just the rate of return or whatever you're getting in there. But, you know, there is a lot of confusion with 401ks, and hopefully we can clear some of that up today.
So would you say, you know, without question, hey, if you go somewhere to work and they offer a 401k, you should always do it?
Well, legally, I always have to be careful about what I say and say, you know, I can't say 100% of the time everyone that, you know, out there that everyone should own that 401k. But yes, in most, almost every instance, yes, especially if that employer provides a match.
True.
If they provide that match, certainly, that, I mean, that's free money laying on the table. Let's take advantage of that. You know, where I see families getting into trouble, because, I mean, you know, if we backstep here just for a second, I've never had anyone come to me, Scott, and say, Kyle, I've got a problem. I've saved too much money. I don't know what to do here. You know, and where we do end up with problems is when we save too much in one area when it comes to our taxes. So what do I mean by that? You know, when we're saving money, you know, if we look at, let's say, three different buckets that we can put our money into in terms of taxes. One is what we call a non-qualified bucket. It's non-IRA money, where we put money into that investment, and we go buy stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, but we pay a capital gains tax every year on that investment. We pay taxes on dividends. It's just money where that was sitting in our checking account. We went and bought stocks, bonds, and mutual funds with it. Our second bucket, that's all of our IRAs, our 401ks, all of our retirement accounts, and where families run into trouble, not everyone, but where I would say that the top 5 to 10% of the population, where they run into 10%, or where they run into problems sometimes, Scott, is that they've saved too much money in that one particular bucket, and when they go to retire, the majority of their income, that lion's share, is going to come from that bucket and get fully taxed as an ordinary income tax, and they would have been better served to probably diversify that money a little bit if they knew how to get it into the third bucket, which is our tax-free bucket, such as Roth IRAs, municipal bonds, properly designed life insurance. One of the things we've always been told to do over the years is to diversify our money to help offset that risk that's in the market. Rarely have we been told to diversify our money in terms of taxes. And so, you know, the 401k can be a great vehicle for most people to invest in, especially if that employer provides a match. But I would certainly be careful not to build up too much money just in that one tax-deferred bucket, that IRA 401k, to diversify that money so I can work to control those taxes a little bit during retirement.
Right. Would you probably say, safe to say, that 75% of the people have no idea what they're doing with their 401k at a job?
Did you say 95 or 75?
Really?
Yeah.
So my question, what should they ask? I mean, What are a couple of good questions that they should say, hey, you know what? You guys are right. You know, I'm just listening to this and I have no clue what I'm doing. I just know I got a 401k.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll give you some coaching points here. You know, unfortunately, if you go to the company that set up your 401k, it doesn't matter who it's with. Unfortunately, most of the companies are not going to give you any advice as to which investments you should be in. What they're going to do most of the time is just do a general asset allocation. You fill out a risk profile. It tells you, okay, you should be in these 5 or 6 mutual funds, but the person that's sitting next to you, you know, that has the same risk, they're in those same ones. There's really not any customization to it. And what if I had a 401k, what I really want to do with mine, what I would be looking to do 3 things. One, make sure that I have the proper allocation into the right investments in there. And one of the things I would certainly look at is if that 401k gave me an option to invest into just the S&P 500 index, the growth part of my 401k, that's the part that I would invest into the S&P 500, that part that I want on the growth side. The S&P over the years has been very difficult to beat. It's the ultimate index in most cases out there over time. Over the last 80 years, it's performed very well. It's tough for the NASDAQ or the Dow and a lot of those to keep up with it. It's done very well. So that growth part of your portfolio, that's a piece that I would certainly look at. So proper allocation overall. Another key that, Scott, most people don't do when it comes to their 401k is to rebalance those allocations. So that's something that you should really look at on a quarterly basis. So let's say I'm in 5 mutual funds, and just to keep the math simple, if I have 20% of my money in 5 different mutual funds, well, after 3 months, after a quarter, you know, I'm going to be out of balance a little bit. I may have 17% in one because it went down a little bit, and maybe 22% in another. I'm going to be out of balance. And what I should do, now here's something we are always taught and we never do.
Sure.
That is to buy low and sell high. Mm-hmm. We've all heard that. Rarely do I see it actually put to use. So in this case, let's say I've got a mutual fund that went up 22%, one that's down to 17%. Well, now I'm going to sell that one that went up to 22. I'm going to sell a portion of it to bring it back to 20. I'm selling high, and I'm going to buy the one that went down to 17% overall in my allocation. I'm going to hopefully bring that back up to 20. So now I'm buying low and selling high. So I'm going to rebalance that allocation. So that's something that I would certainly look at on a quarterly basis. It literally should probably take you 5 or 10 minutes online to do. And then the third key, and actually we've got a program we'll talk about today called a 401k optimizer, but the third key is, you know, in any situation, is to work to avoid the big drops in the market. You know, if a 2008 is occurring, you know, I'd prefer to avoid that one if I can. No promises or anything, but we do have a 401k optimizer program we'll talk about today. It's a 401k coach, and it does have some indicators that, you know, we'll actually send you a send you an email letting you know that, hey, the market, you know, is in a bad spot, and it actually, you know, had that indicator. You know, it has that over the years, and it's done very well, and has told clients, you know, hey, when the market's really not looking good, when to move to maybe a safer position inside that 401k.
Right. Kyle O'Dell is our guest. Once again, check out the website at owrsfirm.com. And Kyle's number is 303-780-7350. So tell us a little bit about this 401k optimizer a little bit, and then we're going to give a chance for folks to get that.
Yeah, we'll give away, you know, four of these today. And, you know, what it is, it's called a 401k optimizer. It's with one of our institutional money managers, Howard Capital. And what it does is it provides really coaching with your 401k. It tells you how to allocate your assets correctly inside your 401k. So it doesn't change anything. If you have a 401k with Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard or any of those, nothing changes. It stays right there. This program just tells you which investments to be in mm-hmm. at Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard. And then it tells you every quarter to rebalance, and it'll tell you how to rebalance. So you just hop onto, let's say, Fidelity's website and pick the investments that it tells you to pick, and then you rebalance every quarter. And then every once in a while, the program, when the market really, the fundamentals in the market, when the math in our market starts looking bad, it's actually going to send you an email telling you, okay, pull out of those, let's say, five investments and go to the safest one. It may say, okay, go to the income fund or a money market account or whatever that safest spot inside that 401k may be. And it may tell you to stay there for a month. It may tell you to stay there for 6 months, like it did back in 08. It just depends. So it's a great coach along the way to tell you how to manage your 401k rather than guessing. Right. And that's what I see, you know, unfortunately, a lot of families have as a strategy. It's hope. I hope I'm doing this right. I'm guessing. You know, I picked the same investments my coworker picked because that's what they picked, and we sat down for 30 seconds and talked about it, and then we just set it and forget it. And, you know, and that's not a strategy that we want to take into account when utilizing, you know, what could be outside of our house, probably our second largest asset that we have. We don't want to just flippantly, you know, utilize this asset. We really actually want to look at it and manage this and do it the right way, because it could make a tremendous difference in the long run.
Sure. So let's say someone's employed somewhere for a year, and so they've had this 401k for a year and another job opportunity come up. Should they go ahead and get that out of there really quick and try to roll it into something new, or get with you? What do they do?
Yep. So with that, you know, I really talk through that with each client. You know, sometimes it makes sense to leave that 401k there. Maybe it's a low cost 401k, and they've got a tremendous amount of investment options. Maybe it does make sense to leave it there. Maybe your new employer has better investment options and a more array of investment options to move to. So maybe it makes sense to move to your new employer, or maybe it makes sense to go ahead and do a 401k rollover to an IRA and pull it out of there. We don't want to liquidate the 401k, because then we have to pay taxes and maybe a penalty on it. So we don't want to do that. We just simply want to do a rollover to an IRA. So we move it from, let's say it's at a 401k at Fidelity or whomever, and we move it over to an IRA account at Fidelity. That's it. And now we've got, once it comes out of that 401k, now you really have every stock and every mutual fund out there to choose from. You have a lot more options. And so you can either manage it yourself or you can work with an advisor like myself, and we can talk about those different investment options.
Great. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Money Beliefs versus Money Realities. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When people see the new, beautiful Cat Lodge at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they're pretty impressed. With its sleek condo spaces, stunning wall murals reflecting Colorado mountainscapes, custom-built cat trees made from real aspen and spruce, and a colorful and entertaining fish tank, we couldn't be happier to show it off. The Cat Lodge is a special place for cats of all ages and sizes to hang out when their families are away, providing much-needed peace and tranquility. Whether your special friend loves to lounge, nest, explore, or be entertained, you can rest assured that your special companion will find something that suits his or her fancy. The atmosphere is relaxing and stress-free and filled with cat-friendly activities and objects of interest. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we understand how stressful it can be to leave a beloved pet behind when you have to be away. Call Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center with your questions about our new Cat Lodge and our cat boarding services. 303-708-8050 or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley with Kyle O'Dell. Kyle, again, is a managing partner with OWRS Firm. You can check out that website, owrsfirm.com. And if you're just joining us, Kyle is giving away four of these 401k optimizers. So absolutely free. All you have to do is call 303-780-7350. Is Peggy back in?
Peggy's in the office today.
So ask for Peggy and tell her you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get that for you. So if a company isn't matched, you said a while ago, hey, if a company matches especially. So what are some of the ranges you've seen from no match to 10? I mean, what are some of the most common?
You know, the most common are usually around a 3-4% match, somewhere in that area. Or it could be, you know, and they have a lot of different formulas that they put together. But, you know, I'd say the majority of companies that I come across with our clients, you know, are still providing some type of match of 2-4%. But there are some companies out there that are in a very good financial position that, you know, will match up to 6-8% and do very well on that end and you know, provide just a tremendous benefit for those employees. And maybe they also do stock options. So, you know, it's certainly something benefit-wise, if you're with the right company, they can really do some tremendous things to help move that along. Another piece to the 401k that I would always look at is, you know, there's the traditional 401k piece. A lot of companies now have started moving to adding in a Roth IRA portion, a Roth 401k to it. And so what that is you go ahead and pay the tax up front on the money, and then it goes into the Roth portion, and then it grows tax deferred over the years. And as long as you follow the rules, you can access that money tax-free over your lifetime. The two primary rules are that you have to be 59 and a half years old, and that account has to have been established for 5 years. If you follow those two rules, then you can access that money tax-free in the long run. So one of the things I would look at is, you know, does your company provide a match on the traditional 401k? Will they also do it on the Roth portion? That could be a tremendous benefit to build up some of that tax-free money for you in the long run. Maybe you've had a traditional IRA over the years or that traditional 401k piece, and you've built up a good amount, but in order to diversify that income during retirement tax-wise, I would certainly explore that Roth 401k. And if your employer doesn't do it, maybe go to them and ask them, hey, can we add this in? Because most of those 401k plans, that's something that can be added in and can be a tremendous value for the employees.
Right. So when you're talking about the whole match and everything like that, would you say then to maximize, I mean, the amount you can put in there if you're getting a pretty good match like that?
You know, just the math for most people, just talking in general terms, I would say yes. If your employer provides, let's say, a 4% match, I would always contribute up to that 4% match. Then anything above that, that's something that you need to look at your own financial picture to determine. Does it make sense for me to go ahead and contribute to this 401k, or should I go ahead and pay taxes on that money and bring it home and then reinvest it on my own, whether that's in a Roth IRA, traditional IRA, or look at other alternative investments that are out there, or it's real estate or whatever you're doing with that money. But, you know, if that employer provides that match, I certainly think that in, you know, 99 out of 100 times, that's probably something that you want to take advantage of.
Sure. You know, I think so many times when people talk about a financial planner, you think, oh, that's for people over 60 or whatever. But is it ever too early for a young person to come and see you? Man, I just think, I wish at 25, you can imagine where I'd be now, you know, instead of meeting you at 58.
Right, exactly. So, no, I get that all the time. You know, I mean, most of our clients are, you know, 50 and up that come in our office. But, you know, I had two college students come in last week, and we set up some Roth IRAs for them. So, you know, that happens. I know that math tells us and compound interest tells us that, you know, it's never too early to start. You know, and we're happy to work with, you know, that younger generation that are in their 20s and 30s to get them going, whether it's just starting a Roth IRA and getting that ball rolling. You know, it's going to make a tremendous difference down the road. You know, and we work with a lot of people that, you know, maybe have, you know, we recently brought on a client that, you know, in their previous career, they, you know, worked in my business as an advisor for years, changed jobs. But they, you know, they came to us and realized, you know, hey, Kyle, you know what, to stay on top of all the things that are going on out there in our economy and tax laws and everything, I can't do all that. I need a professional, even though this is what I've done over the years. You know, I'm coming to you to turn these assets over to you. And so whether someone's been in this business in the past, someone is younger in their 20s and 30s, and that power of compound interest, you know, Einstein said that, you know, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Those who understand it, they use it, they become wealthy. Those that don't, get it used against them. And so it's one of those things that you do want to start as young as possible. You want to get that working for you and get that money growing, because compound interest makes a tremendous difference. So even if someone is in their 20s and 30s, maybe they don't have the assets that, you know, maybe they hope to have. But if they want help, you know, we're there to be that guiding person and help them along.
Sure. And a lot of times it's just an easier way to save, because it's money you don't really see.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. You know, just starting something, whether it's, you know, a monthly on those 401ks, maybe you can't save as much as you would like, but just to get started and save 1% of your paycheck, just to see that. I mean, one, it's going to make you feel better.
Sure.
Right? Like, okay, I'm accomplishing something. It's like I went to the gym, but I didn't actually have to get up at 6 a.m. It was automatic. I can just look at my bank account look at my 401k statement. It's there. This is great, right? So, you know, it does make a tremendous difference just to start and get that going. So, you know, maybe you know that you need to be saving more, but just get the ball started. You know, I tell everyone, you know, it's like going to the gym. You know, I would never recommend someone that, if you haven't gone to the gym for a year, don't go in there the first week and go every day and go for an hour and absolutely kill yourself.
Right.
Because you are going to be miserable. You're going to be so incredibly sore. You're going to hate it. So same thing with savings. You know, if you look at your situation, you think, well, I need to be saving $500 a month, or I think I can save $500 a month. Start at 200. Do that for a few weeks or a couple months. Just get the ball rolling. Start it out. And then confirm, okay, you know what? Hey, I was able to save $200 a month. It fit in my budget. I can do that. Now I'm going to up it to 400 or 500 and move along the way. And slowly work yourself into it. Don't try and tackle the whole elephant all day one.
Sure. Yeah. And again, if you're just joining us in our first segment, Kyle has talked about a 401k optimizer. And this is a great program that can show you how your 401k is performing. All you have to do is call his office, 303-780-7350. As for Peggy, and I mentioned you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and Money Beliefs versus Money Realities, and they will get that for you. And we're giving away four of those today. So don't hesitate. Call now, 303-780-7350. So in our last couple of minutes here, I read something this morning where it looked like stock market was up a little bit because they said some stuff with China trade and all that. Man, I mean, you must just kind of wait to see what Trump has done every day, because it does have an effect pretty quick, doesn't it? With
it does.
Different things he may say or do.
It does. You know, every day at 7:30 when the market opens here in Denver, you know, at our time, you know, it's like, all right, are we up? Are we down? What's going on? You know, did Trump pick up his phone this morning? Are we good? We're positive, you know. And, you know, the market has different years. You know, we look at last year, the market just ratcheted along month after month after month, very little volatility. It was tremendous. Everyone was happy. You know, but we look at, and then the year before, 2016, it was up. It was a decent year. 2015 was a very frustrating year for people in the market, because the market basically was up and down, up and down, up and down all year long. And it's the exact same thing we've had this year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating for advisors. It's frustrating for clients. You know, we've never professed to have, you know, hot stock tips and we're going to outperform the market. What we do, you know, what is fundamentally different with us versus most companies out there is that most are going to try and pick an array of stocks or mutual funds. And we go more by the Warren Buffett advice, which is just simply go buy the S&P 500. You know, there are different ways to do that. There are a lot of different ways to do it. Just in the analogy I give people, it's like if we were going to cook, let's say we're going to have a chili cook-off, Scott, you know, me, your wife, my wife, all of us, if we were each going to individually cook chili, well, at the end of the day, it's still chili.
Sure.
But it's all going to taste a little bit different.
Yep.
Right? So same thing with managing the S&P 500. There are a lot of different ways to do it. A lot of different ways to put that recipe together. But at the end of the day, we you know, look at the S&P, we manage it defensively. That's a big part of what we do. But getting into these 401ks and some things that, you know, people can do out there, you know, a couple last things, you know, when we're looking at them, you know, I come across families all the time that have, you know, maybe 6, 7, 8, 10 different IRAs and different accounts out there, and they're having trouble, you know, keeping track of all those and making sure that they don't lose track of one, because that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you can do out there is consolidate some of those accounts. You can, you know, take an old 401k or two and an IRA and consolidate some of those just to make your life a little more simple.
Sure.
Right? And one of the things I would always look at and consider, and this comes into the planning process, is that all those different retirement accounts out there, they have a lot of them have different names. IRAs, you have 401ks, Depending on whether you worked as a teacher or in a hospital, you may have a 457 or a 403B, or if you work for the government, you may have a TSP. They all have different names, but they all, for the most part, work the same. And so one of the things you can do as you head into retirement is to recharacterize. I would always look at recharacterizing those to an IRA. By doing that, when you get to that age of 70 and a half, and you have those required minimum distributions that kick in on all those accounts, and you have to start withdrawing money, if you have recharacterized those as IRAs, you actually, now tax laws could change, so, you know, this is not advice, this is just a general piece of, you know, that we're going to talk about of information here, but certainly something to look at is that if you recharacterize those as IRAs, that it gives you the choice to choose, well, do I want to pull my RMD from all of my accounts and pull the correct percentage from each one, or do I want to go into just one IRA and withdraw that and withdraw enough from that one IRA that covers all my IRAs? Right. You get to choose which accounts you want to go into versus, let's say I have a 457 and I have an IRA. Well, because those have different names and one of them is a 457, I must withdraw from each of those accounts. But if I'm laying out this plan correctly and each of them is an IRA, now I get to choose, well, do I want to pull enough from one to cover both, or do I want to pull the correct percentage from each? It gives you options.
Right.
Right? Because let's say we have a time like 2008, Scott, where one of my accounts is very aggressive and it took a big drop in the middle of the year, and the other one is more conservatively managed and it really hasn't taken much of a drop. And now I'm going to take my RMD. Well, I'd much rather take it from the account that's not down very much versus the one that is down. But by having those accounts characterized the correct way, it gives me more options and flexibility to choose how I want to handle those withdrawals throughout my retirement.
Right. Great information. Again, take advantage of this 401k optimizer. Don't have a mystery 401k, okay? Know what's going on, right?
Exactly. It's a coach.
Yeah.
Doesn't change anything with what you're currently doing. It's just a coach.
All right. Give Kyle's office a call, 303-780-7350. Ask for Peggy, and they'll get you taken care of. Kyle, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Wadley. Now Dr. Shane Steadman joins us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Steadman, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm good, sir. I am good. Hey, listen, we got a question in, and I thought we'd just kind of start it off with this today, and then we'll get into our topic. We've been talking about ADD, ADHD. We got an email and wanted to know about the difference, really, between bipolar and maybe ADD or ADHD, and sometimes does that diagnosis cross a little bit?
That's a great question. Bipolar and ADD, there's some similarities in maybe the presentation, mm-hmm. but from a neurology function or brain function, I think they're definitely different. ADD tends to incorporate more of the frontal lobe, and when the frontal lobe is not working the way it should, then people or kids will have a hard time concentrating and staying focused. They tend to become more impulsive. They can interrupt easily. They're distracted easily. And so you tend to see the frontal lobe component with ADD most often. Mm-hmm. Now with bipolar, it involves more of the middle part of the brain in which you can have almost like a ramping up. So that part of the brain can rev up on you, and so you can become like manic, or you can have some hyperactivities, or you can have kind of a change in your mood or your emotions. But when that system, it can only stay up for so long, and then it runs out of fuel, so then it can crash or it can go down, and so then you can see the opposite come in. So then you might see a different change in mood or a different change in energy, or maybe you're just changing like your dynamics. So you kind of see, depending on what that structure in the brain is doing, kind of dictates your outcome or your daily activities. Right. So that's why I think it's a little bit different. Now, you can see, and there's a term called core morbidity, meaning that you can see conditions that go together. And ADD, ADHD, and even bipolar sometimes are called core morbid. It's a hard word to say. condition where the two are actually together. So you tend to see that, and maybe I'll say it a different way. It's not uncommon if somebody has ADD, they might have tics, or ADD and Tourette's, ADD and bipolar, or you might have bipolar and tics. So they tend to live together. Hmm. And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, that you often see kind of a right brain and a left brain disconnect. And right. So in most of these cases, if the left brain is overactive and the right brain is underactive, with that right brain, you tend to see conditions such as tics and Tourette's and Asperger's and autism, ADD, ADHD, bipolar, you know, and those types of conditions. So there's sometimes you see these like flavors where you might have like an ADD and then you're seeing some bipolar stuff in there as well because you have another part of that right brain that's also not functioning well. So you see some comorbidities.
Sure. So it kind of sounds like the whole bipolar disorder, I guess we'll call it, maybe affects mood a little bit more, where the ADHD maybe affects behavior and attention a little more.
Yeah, that could be a really an easy way of classifying that too. And I think both of them, they definitely involve the frontal lobe, but just from kind of like different functions of that frontal lobe. So your frontal lobe is kind of like your mom and dad, you know, so they tell you to behave and sit straight and pay attention and don't be disruptive, you know, but also your frontal lobe can have some roles in trying to integrate your mood and saying, okay, this is an appropriate mood at this time. You know, this is how you should react and respond to your environment. And so that frontal lobe is a very integral piece in a lot of these different types of conditions, which is why it's good to do an exam and see how it's functioning and which parts are not functioning, and then develop a treatment plan around it to make it function better.
Right. Okay, great. And, yeah, we just got that in this morning, so just wanted to answer that real quick. With the whole ADHD, would you say there is a and I realize everybody's different and everybody's going to have different reactions to food, but do you sometimes put people on what you might call an ADHD diet or ADD diet?
Yes, in a way. What we find a lot of times when it comes to diets and ADD is that there's kind of two big factors, and one we've talked a lot on the show is that inflammatory piece. So foods that are very inflammatory, you definitely want to remove those out of somebody's diet that has ADD, because some of the research shows that ADD can that inflammation can drive that left part of the brain even higher, so creating a bigger discrepancy from right to left. So that's one thing that we look into with a lot of our patients. The other thing that I really find this clinically, and I know some people have heard back and forth, but clinically, I find a really significant change when we eliminate wheat and dairy. Mm-hmm. And so much so that even one time I was working on a young female, she was like 13, and so mom was saying, hey, I'm thinking about bringing my son into you. He has ADD. And I was like, oh, that'd be great. And she's like, so would you do some similar things? And I said, yes, I would be doing some similar things, but I would definitely also look at diet. And she said, well, what would you probably end up doing? I was like, well, I said, probably prepare yourself, but I'm going to probably take out wheat and dairy because I want to see how he responds off of those foods and if it makes a difference. So it was about a few months later. She said, well, you know, I was going to bring in my kid, but you know, I don't need to. I'm like, okay, well, that's great. She's like, yeah, I took him off wheat and dairy and all his symptoms went away. Wow. And I've seen this time and time again. I had another kid once that he was pretty disruptive and we changed his diet. And it was interesting because the mom and the dad were kind of struggling where the mom wanted to do it, but the dad was like, well, I really don't see how this could be valid. And so there's a lot of pushback and I was getting, you know, different feedback and buy-in from the different parents. And so finally I convinced the dad, I was like, can you just give me a couple months? I'm like, I'm not even asking a lifetime. Just give me a couple months and let's see if it makes a difference. And so he accepted. And so for a couple months we had the kid off wheat and dairy. Well, apparently one day he comes home from school and he is just bouncing off the walls. And the dad's like, he's like, what is wrong with you? And he said he's just like yelling out of frustration. And then he finds out that there was a bake sale at school and his son decided to have some brownies and cookies and cupcakes and things like that. And he goes, you are never having wheat and dairy again. So the dad totally bought in after that. And the kid was just a different person when he was, you know, wheat and dairy free. So it's worth trying because it's not medication. It's not a supplement. You just feed your kids something different.
Yep.
And you see if it makes a change in them. And so I think that diet is a really big piece of the puzzle.
We got this question a week or so ago, and I forgot to ask you this, and we were talking about diet a little bit with carbs. And, you know, we've all heard the term simple carbohydrates and then complex carbohydrates. Explain that, because it sounds like, I mean, it's pretty evident to you that what you eat can help in some cases, and probably most cases, attention, focus, and hyperactivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so simple carbohydrates are really the foods that have a very fast-acting response. You know, so sugar, you know, if you do just sugar water, I mean, that's going to be a simple carb. So you're going to get, you know, you'll get some energy, but then you kind of tend to crash shortly thereafter. And there's not really much to it. So mm-hmm. it's a sugar without any, like, fiber. And so to kind of to put the foods in different categories, your simple carbs tend to be those that don't have any fiber or any kind of bulk to slow that sugar response down.
Gotcha.
Whereas a complex carb would be like your vegetables. You know, vegetables have fiber and they got some plant protein. And so there's other components in there to slow that down. You know, and it kind of goes back, I think we were talking a while ago. It's like if you do an apple, well, that has fiber. So it's going to be a little bit more complex than just apple juice. If you ate carrots, you know, carrots have fibers, even though there is some sugar in carrots. But if you just did carrot juice, that's going to be, you know, all, you know, vegetable sugar and not the fiber piece in there. So complex carbs usually involve all your vegetables, where simple carbs are kind of like donuts and cookies and cakes and ice cream and candy and, you know, all those things that just hit your system really fast. They make sure. You go up and then you come crashing.
Right. Absolutely. Have you seen the whole role of all the energy drinks play a role in a lot of your patients, or, you know, young kids especially? Because I'm telling you, wherever you go, do a lot of meetings in Starbucks, and man, I see if it's around a high school or junior high, man, kids are in there just loading up with, you know, those type of drinks. And then, man, you go in any, you know, 7-Eleven, whatever the case may be, convenience store, and man, kids are in there buying these energy drinks, and I mean gigantic cans of energy drinks. Have you seen that, you know, play a big role?
Yeah,
in this?
Yeah, I've definitely. Ironically, I don't always see it playing a big role with ADD, and here's why. When you look at brain function, I think a lot of these kids do well when they stimulate their brain. So it's not stimulating the hyperactivity, but when you activate your brain, then your brain is able to maintain function better. So if we talk about the frontal lobe, like we did earlier, if the frontal lobe's role is to tell you to sit still and to be calm and to not be disruptive, if all of a sudden your frontal lobe isn't working the way it should, then you can't regulate those functions. So by doing a stimulant like an energy drink or coffee, caffeine, or even your medications, like your Adderalls and Ritalins and things like that, those are all stimulants. And so what they do is they stimulate that brain. The frontal lobe is able to, like, almost come back online, so to speak. So the frontal lobe now functions a little bit better, and now all of a sudden they can tell you, hey, sit still, don't be disruptive, pay mm-hmm. attention. So you kind of, in a way, see, like, some of these kids are going to kind of naturally gravitate and go, man, I just function better. You see it with adults. I mean, the adults will go grab an energy drink so they can function throughout the day and go to work, go to school, do their projects, and be more efficient at it. The problem is just it's a very artificial way of doing it. You're still not attacking the root cause. You're utilizing an outside source to get you through that moment.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Once again, it's Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. His number for a free consultation is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more with Dr. Shane Steadman right after this.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
When should I begin Social Security so that I can maximize my benefits? Have you been wondering what is right for your retirement planning? Dot Mechtenberg offers a free consultation. Don't make a mistake. Call Dot today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Shane Stedman's our guest, integratedhealthdenver.com. And once again, his number for free consultation is 303-781-5617. So, Dr. Stedman, is this like most things that you deal with when people come in, and we'll address this with a child, first of all, that which is probably most of your cases, but we're like you wish they would have come in a year or two earlier?
Yes. You know, this it's always feels like that's the case, you know, especially when we get, I think, kids, you know, sometimes we'll get kids that will come in, you know, 12, 13, 15, 16, you know, and the parents are talking about how they've been struggling for years and their grades are, you know, struggling and they're just not doing well in school. And, you know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, you always wonder what could have been like if maybe I got my hands on them. You know, you always think that. And I think that's with every case.
Sure.
You know, I think for people to suffer and struggle and just be challenged day to day to get through life or school or work is just, man, it doesn't sound fun. And you don't want anybody to go through that. But, you know, I guess it's part of being a doctor and, you know, working with people is you can't get to everybody. But, you know, in a perfect world, that'd be the best thing. But, you know, do the best you can.
Sure. So do you see any correlation when maybe there's two to maybe three kids in a family where only one's affected, or sometimes is it kind of built in where almost, you know, both kids or all three kids are have some sort of ADD or ADHD?
The research and was talked about out there is more, you'll see more of an association with twins. Not as much with siblings that I've seen. And the exceptions to this is, well, I'll back up. I'm not even sure if it's more of an exception, but when you talk about like siblings and you got three kids in a family, you know, first, those kids could be totally different genetically. You know, be sometimes the parents are maybe in different places, you know, either financially or personally, or maybe stress is different. Because I think all these things impact kids. And now when you're looking at ADD and autism and Asperger's and some of these things, they're not just looking at the right then and there, and they're not just looking at genetics, but they're also looking at how was mom's health during the pregnancy. How was mom's health before she got pregnant? How was dad's health before they became pregnant and before mom became pregnant? Those are all things that they're now looking into to say, how is the baby's brain developing? Is it developing the right way? So if I had to really, if I wanted to really preach something out there, is I think that people should become healthy. Well, they should be healthy all the time, but they should become healthy before conceiving, because where you are at that point is really going to influence the genetic coming together of mom and dad. And so, and then mom's health really can play a role into baby's health. And so they're looking at neonatal health and pregnancy to say, well, is this what's influencing the baby? You know, so if the mom has a lot of stress and the mom is inflamed, how does that impact the baby? If the mom, you know, has blood sugar issues and diabetes and has high testosterone, how does that impact the baby? So it's not necessarily like you might see it all within the siblings, because there's so many other external factors that play a role. But the one exception to that is there's a lot of talk with, you know, ADD or autism amongst like twins. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of fascinating what's out there. So I find that clinically, I think there's a bigger role with our external factors, our environment, parent stress, you know, where you live. There was a really cool study I was listening to, a scientist a couple years ago out of Mexico, and he actually did a study on looking at the incidences of ADD in kids that live next to busy highways. You know, so they actually were looking at the toxins from, like, you know, the cars and exhaust and this, you know, all the dust that comes off the road, it gets into the house and affects the kids. And so they were looking at the study of ADD in kids that live next to a busy road. So, I mean, there's so many other factors that play a role into brain health. And that's what we try to look at, is not just the diagnosis, but the person that has the diagnosis.
Right. Well, I guess our challenge would be today, you know, I mean, school year's wrapping up, and, you know, parents out there, if you're looking at maybe your kids are slumping a little bit in their studies, or you see things not getting better, give Dr. Stedman's office a call. It is certainly worth a free consultation. I promise you that. And it's 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And again, you can check out his website. He has a great website, a lot of information on there, integratedhealthdenver.com. So Dr. Stedman, always great information, sir, and we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good week.
Okay, sir, you as well. Again, that's Dr. Shane Stedman, 303-781-5617. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.